Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius about structurally deficient bridges in the county and the spring construction season. Jacob, I recently read a report that Iowa had over 5,000 structurally deficient bridges. That's the highest in the nation. Can you tell us what a structurally deficient bridge is and what's the status of bridges in Washington County?
Well, a structurally deficient bridge is a bridge that has some sort of deterioration in it, such as a crack or just aging steel that's just reduced the load carrying capacity of that bridge. It's still safe. We just typically then reduce the load that can be traveled over the bridge. And we, yes, Washington County has, the last count I looked at was 23 structurally deficient bridges.
Okay, so if you go by county, that's Washington County. I mean, if with 99 counties, 5,000, you know, structurally deficient bridges, Washington County is in a lot better shape than other counties, it sounds like.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we only have 173 bridges officially. So compared to some other counties that are 200 or 300 bridges, they're going to have a higher number of structurally deficient structures.
Well, now, let's just, you know, reiterate your point. It doesn't mean that they're unsafe bridges, right? What does it really mean then?
It just means it's aged and can't carry the load it was originally designed for. A good example, you know, your deck, you got a wooden deck out there, and as over time it kind of weakens and gets some soft spots, so you don't put a heavy, you know, sit your chair right on top of it. There's still parts of it that are fine, or you know, your car starts to wear out and parts of it aren't as functional as they were originally. It's still safe to drive your car. It may have a hole in it, you know, a rust spot or something like that in the cosmetic looks, but it's still fine to drive. So similar type of thing, you know, it's still safe. If at any point the bridge isn't safe, we're going to close it. Just because it's structurally deficient doesn't mean it's safe. It just may reduce the load that can actually go across it.
Well, how often do you replace bridges in Washington County?
We try and replace one or two bridges every year. It kind of depends on their size, the structure, and our funding mechanisms to be able to pay for those.
Is there a particular bridge that most of our listeners would know about that sort of is at the top of your list to be replaced or have significant work be done on?
We got one scheduled for this summer, actually. It's on G38 or Old 92, as some people might call, out west of the area of the Dublin store. That we're going to be replacing, same type of thing. It's a bridge that's starting to become deficient, but can still carry a legal load at this point, but because it's on a paved system, we try and stay on top of those sooner.
Are there any other major road projects coming up this summer that people should know about?
We're going to do a considerable amount of patching of our pavements throughout the county, about five main roads. We're going to be working on some other smaller bridges or box culverts on a couple gravel roads, shooting for one on 290th Street, one on 180th Street, and then possibly one up on 110th northwest of Kelowna. And then we will probably be doing some other minor bridge repairs just to try and keep them up in as best shape as we can, and then do some minor grading and shaping with our own forces throughout the county.
Has the gas tax helped Washington County, the increase, I guess, last year?
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's about an extra $500,000 or so that has come directly to the county that comes into the secondary road fund that's used for our day-to-day maintenance operations, whether it's maintenance and or some construction projects come out of there. So it's allowed us to haul more rock and put more emphasis out there working on our roads, do some stabilization projects that were accomplished last year. And then we received about 200 and some thousand in our farm to market account, which is a restricted account for construction projects on our farm to market system. primary, more heavily traveled roads out there to do some projects with those two.
Now, is this increase in funding, is it enough? Do you have enough resources from the state and the federal government to keep Washington County roads in good shape and bridges?
That's a tricky question, because everybody's got their own definition of what they think's in good shape. I met with the Farm Bureau about a week ago or so and talked with them, and I got kind of the same type of question. And I think we probably have enough funding to, definitely maintain status quo. I don't think we'll go backwards. And I was honest with them and optimistic. I think it'll help us to, make strides and progress towards greater improvement rather than just kind of maintaining the status quo. So really the short answer, no, it's not enough money to solve all the problems, but it's helping us in that direction.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share? Any information you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Just let them know that we're out there working throughout the county. They may not see us in their part. They're 5 miles or so that they drive, but we're out there working throughout the county. We've got close to 900 miles worth of road to take care of, and it's just a continual effort, and just ask everybody to be patient, and we are striving to make improvements.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.